Hello?
Hi, Steven?
Yes.
Hi there. This is Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. He's doing his live show right now and want to know if we could go ahead and bring you on the show.
Sure. Let me pass you over to my wife and we'll adjust the settings here. Hold on. It's Carol.
Okay, that's good.
Hi, yeah. Carol.
I really like her gravy for Thanksgiving.
So I have you on speaker. Does that work?
Yes. Yeah, you sound pretty good.
Okay, good.
All right, and I'm going to transfer you on over. Here we go.
Okay.
So, yeah, buddy, I know who you are now. You think it's funny to call up here every week and then, like, harass me or harass Carol or trick Carol into putting you through so you can swear and all that stuff. But check this out, buddy. We know your name. It's Dwight McClanahan. You live in New Jersey, and your address is 2453 East Cacti Lane. So, yeah. So you'll be lucky if you're not hearing from my lawyers. You'll be hearing from a group of trolls out there. They'll be putting you in your spot, Dwight. We are just done with you, okay? So, anyways, I don't want that to get us down. I just needed to make that clear because I know he listens. So, anyways.
Finally, though.
Yes,
thank
I know.
You.
Exactly. That PI was worth it. Good job, Carol. Anyways, up next, we have a couple who is an author and a UFO expert. So we're going to be interviewing them right after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us are Stephen and Leslie Shaw, who are UFO experts and authors, and everything I read about you said that you guys are the people to talk to and you're fun on podcasts. So thank you for coming on Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Ryan.
Yes, thanks, Ryan.
Great. So let me ask you, I got two main questions for you, and maybe one could answer one question, one could answer the other. What is the most UFO up-close personal experience you've had personally? And what do we think of these Peruvian mummies? What do we think of those? Or is the jury still out? So go ahead.
You take the first one, dear.
Hi, this is Steven. As far as like up-close with aliens themselves, I've actually had five UFO sightings that were fairly close, but when I was 18, I actually experienced, it was very strange. I was sleeping and I woke up and I was sleeping on the couch in the living room. And I looked at my piano. I thought about playing my piano and I was fully awake. And from behind me, this blue white entity about 6 to 7 feet tall came floating, walking towards me from behind my back, and the whole room was filled with blue white light energy, and it stopped by my right side. I could tell it bent down to me and it paralyzed the whole right side of my body. I could not move
Jesus.
It and it said, "Hi, Steve," in a whisper in my
what
ear.
What is it? Say that again?
It said, "Hi, Steve," but in a whisper.
Hi, Steve. Wow.
Hi,
okay,
Steve. It said my name. And it was so strange, and I honestly, to this day, I don't know how long it lasted, how long it stayed there, but about 6 hours later, I was going to go get some lunch. And my dad and I were living together, and we were cabinet makers, and I reached into my right-hand side pocket of the clothes I was wearing when the entity, contacted me, and I pulled out some coins, and all the coins were magnetized. They all stuck to each other.
Okay.
And
yeah,
we,
I've heard of this.
You know, my dad was there as a witness. My sister was living with us at the time. And we just didn't know what to think about it. This was 1979. And that was the most profound as far as actually meeting them. They are, to me, they're blue white. They're tall, about 6 to 7 feet. And they're kind of skinny. And they definitely have, this is one of many missing time experiences I've had throughout my life from about the age of about 7 or 8.
It seems to have been with his whole family experienced it.
Yeah, and that is some of the most bone-chilling personal experience testimony, not like third party, like personal experience I've had on my show. So thank you for sharing that. I know it must be traumatizing at times to a degree at least. So how about the Peruvian Peruvian? Is that Peruvian mummies? Is that what they're called?
Peruvian mummies.
The Peruvian mummies. Okay.
Ma'am, don't correct him.
The Peruvian mummies. Yeah. What's your thoughts? I know the jury's still out in some camps, but maybe you have some conclusions you wanted to share.
Sure. We've had many of these kinds of mummies found in the U.S. as well, especially in the 1800s and the early 1900s. But when these skeletons of these giants were discovered, they were taken by the Smithsonian ostensibly to study, but the Smithsonian disappeared them, made them just vanish.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about this disappearing of things as of lately. It's
right,
kind of
and the Giants of Malta, the same thing with the Giants of Malta.
Flight logs, it's crazy. So looks like we got a caller on line five. Line five, what's your question for Stephen and Leslie?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if maybe I could clear something up. I know Stephen's been going around telling the story about the tall blue white alien that he encountered. And that was actually me. And I didn't say, hi, Steve. I said, hi, C. I was just thirsty. I was looking for something to drink.
Very funny.
We definitely appreciate the humor. We definitely appreciate the humor. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, no, Steve, I'm not I would believe you would know the difference between a big glowing creature and somebody that just wanted a quick drink. So thank you.
I can also tell you what would happen the night before, and that's the reason why I was sleeping on the couch in the first place.
Well, I think he needs to take another caller, right?
Yeah, it looks like line four, you're on the air.
Yes, my understanding. So what I've been listening to what you guys saying is that the monkeys that we see in the zoo today are aliens?
No, I'm sorry. Monkeys are monkeys.
But when they're aliens?
No, monkeys are
monkeys. No, we're not monkeys. Mummies?
Oh, mummies?
Yeah, like... Those
monkeys go.
I'm talking. Not the kind.
I think I got them confused with monkeys, like the the mammal things.
No, these are mummies that were discovered in Peru,
like Egypt.
Like Egypt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Okay. Like Egypt. That's the better way, better than me describing it with a grunt. That's true. All right, line nine. What's your question for Stephen and Leslie?
This is Dwayne. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
This Stephen guy, like, so when you talk to the aliens, man, like, did they talk to you or did they, like, use mind control and, like, you know, just put the words in your mind?
The only thing that was said to me was, hi, Steve, in a whisper. And like I say, this was not the first encounter I've had. The night before, if you want to hear about it, I was sleeping on my bed in my room. I was awakened by a whizzing sound and just down the hallway. And I thought, well, I just heard something. So I turned over onto my left side, and then the bed started to shake from the base of the bed, two distinct pushes. And I thought, well, maybe it's a little earthquake. So I went, tried to go back to sleep again, and two more pushes, and then a third set of pushes was more. And then I got three distinct taps on my right shoulder, just like it was an index finger or somebody tapping me three times. And I rolled over, expecting to see something. I yelled, what? And there was nothing there visually.
But that is a fair question. In our
Shit.
That's all right. Let's call back and let's talk about the surge and maybe how it might be government related.
Hello, Ryan.
Oh, Stephen, Leslie. We had a freaking rolling blackout just happen here. And I don't know. Maybe it's coincidence. Maybe it's not. But I'm so sorry about that.
It's probably the government.
Carol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was that?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it was us. I think we had a rolling blackout I'm not going to say this always happens when we get on these kind of subjects, but it happens more times than not when we do. And I'm not comfortable with that. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but we're going to go ahead and do a quick hard reset and we'll just jump right back into it. Okay.
Okay. We're back. I'm so sorry about that. I think I might've hit the
wrong button.
I think the government might have been in on it, but I can't make that claim because I can't risk my family.
Yes.
Just a second.
I don't know how much the caller heard, but I was just answering their question that they frequently it is telepathy that the communication between abductees and their abductors.
Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. So then we're going to go ahead. Line five. Line five, what's your question for the UFO experts today?
Hi. What were their names again?
Stephen and Leslie.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't calling to talk to them anyway. The lady that called in and was talking about the aliens being the monkeys at the zoo.
Yes.
She sounded like a very, very nice thirst trap, and I would like to get her contact information to possibly call her off the air.
Carol, could you go ahead and pass that on over?
Oh, sure, yeah.
She sounds like just the right amount of crazy that I need in my life.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's sweet. Let me get you her number.
Usually do hookup stuff on Wednesdays, but you know it is Friday and it is kind of a holiday weekend. So I hope you get some, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna bring you over here with me and I'll get you her number.
Thanks, asshole.
Yeah. Okay. Jeez, Carol, filter just a little bit better. Is line two good or line six? Is line six good, Carol? I think so. Okay, line six. What's your question for Stephen and Leslie Shaw on UFO? Hi. Please.
Yeah. Hi. So I had an experience myself years ago. I woke up. I could see them all around me, and they were inserting things inside of me.
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't move.
Yes.
I looked up, and I could see myself floating above myself, and they were inserting things into my shadow. Yes. I'm okay now.
It is a great experience. I understand.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, I've heard this before, and I don't know why the aliens do it. I'm not sure what this experiment is or what they're hoping to keep learning, but it seems to really mess with people. So, sir, I do feel for you, and thoughts and prayers your way.
They're playing with the tip of my thing, you know?
How old were you?
Yeah, how old were you? Stephen had a question.
I was 25.
Okay.
Fresh out of the academy.
And have you ever experienced anything before earlier in life?
No, never before. And they played with my penis with chopsticks. It went me.
May I ask, are you a Caucasian person?
Oh no, I don't drive. No.
No, I mean, are you a Caucasian? Are you a white person?
Oh, I don't like to answer things like that. That's not really my wheelhouse.
Oh, well, I apologize for the question, but. The 94.6% of abductees are Caucasian for some reason, and
Caucasian. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't mean to offend. I'm sorry. It was just that Caucasian. For some reason we outline in our book why we believe this.
Oh, you have a book?
Yes.
Oh,
we,
wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. What is your book's name?
It's called Who They Are and What They're Up To.
I don't read. I don't care. I don't read.
Okay, but for the other listeners, go ahead. No, it's fine for the listeners.
I'm going to leave now.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead. Go ahead and state your book again.
Sure. It's Who They Are and What They're Up To. Available on Amazon and Ingram.
And yep, and you can pick that up. And if you guys don't mind, I got the ad machine is putting the blinking symbol at me, which means I got to push the button here anytime. Just a quick little minute break, and then we're gonna keep talking about maybe the mummies. I want to know more about what you guys think of the mummies. So
okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
After this.
Hi, this is Giant St. Clair from the Psychic Truck Friends Network. And I'm here today to tell you we are now accepting Jeeps into the network. Let's give it up for the psychic Jeeps in the front row here. Yeah! Come on!
Is it working now? Good! Me Cicada. You thought you could hide within this lie machine podcast? This place is not reasonable or sane. I know better. And although you participate with these ignorant humans who share their opinions over the TikToks and the Zac Efron movies, I know your true intentions and shall use my education in simple quantum wave mechanics to end the phone losers and your shenanigans once for all. With just a push of this button, the illusion of lies you cast will be revealed. The sound modulator hiding what cast member you are will become disabled, and all shall know your true form. Prepare, Mr. Kata. Prepare to be exposed. Damn you, Brad Kata!
If you call me in the next hour, I can get you on the phone with a real sexy-looking Fiat Toro.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for.
She's 100% clairvoyant too, fellas, so don't shift too early. But enough of that perving around. Call the Psychic Truck Friends Network and get your free ride today!
And we are back! I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sane Podcast. We have Stephen and Leslie Shaw on with us and with the book, Who They Are and What They're Up To. So these mummies that were found, and there seems to be a lot, like you guys are saying, they just keep there seems to be more information coming out. It's not just like a couple, right? And
can I clarify?
Yeah.
Can I clarify? Are you talking about the mummies, the alien type mummies that were found recently in Peru?
Yes.
There were 20 that were mummified. Are those the ones you're talking about?
Yes, yes. How long ago has this planet been being visited, you think? If they're mummified and obviously been there a long time.
I think we're misunderstanding. I was talking about a gentleman, an archaeologist, was working in Peru and discovered a bunch of, they're like mummified giants.
Okay.
With giant elongated skulls. And I apologize. I thought that's what you were talking about.
These ones are looked like little dolls. So maybe I got my... Carol, are those, did you mess up? Are those the different mummies, not the Mexico mummies? Are the Peruvian mummies or Peruvian mummies? Are they not, they're different ones?
Well, I got the generic ones because they were cheaper.
I'm sorry. My notes must have been wrong. I apologize. Line
I've
seven.
I've actually seen we met a man at the Contact in the Desert who had a 3D printing of one of them.
Oh, wow.
It was plastic 3D printing of it. And it's fascinating. We don't know as far as what they are, but they stand about 2.5 feet tall. They have elongated skulls, and they have an extra knuckle on their middle finger has an additional knuckle and extension on the end of them.
Mm.
They're quite strange.
Yeah, it is. It is. Line seven, what's your question?
Yeah, hi. My name's Rusty. I understand that you guys are into mummies. And particularly these South American ones.
We've written a book on UFOs.
Yeah, and UFOs. That's real interesting. You know, my mom, Mindy, has an extra knuckle on her middle finger.
No kidding.
And sometimes at night, like when she's in bed, I hear her making this sound that sounds like a swarm of bees. In fact, she's doing it right now. Listen. Do you hear that? My mom is like a swarm. Bees talking to like something, but I don't know.
Aha.
Okay.
Can you explain this?
She also has six fingers.
I think I'm this sorry. One could be fake.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
dear.
Carol. Is that one? I'm sorry, guys. Carol says that one might have been fake. I'm sorry.
I think so too.
It looks like we got a line. Ryan three.
Line
hi,
10.
Hi, I'm sorry. I just had a simple question. To your guest, could you one more time? How do you say it?
Peruvian.
Could you just say it one more time, please? Peruvian. Thank you.
Peruvian.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I was saying it wrong, I think, because I was calling it Peruvian, I think.
Could you use the word in a sentence?
These Peruvian beans are really nice and spicy.
Thank you.
Okay, that might work then.
Peruvian. I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Peruvian. Okay, great. I got to say, it was real interesting talking to you guys. I hope that my listeners had... Oh, wait, looks like we got one on nine. Line 9, go ahead.
Hey, who do you think could win in a fight? Like, you know, a mummy or like an alien? Like, do you think that like an alien would win?
I put my money on the alien, yeah.
Seems like it. They would have more technology. I mean, well, how about
the superior technology is the way to go.
A mummy human versus a mummy alien. I think you got a draw. Well, I mean, I think we solved the UFO thing. We're all convinced on exactly the truth now. So I want to just say thank you for coming on to Reasonable Sanity Podcast. It was an honor to have both of you. Keep being out there. Keep doing all of this good work. And when you're ready to take down the government, I'm on your side. So let's do this.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us, Ryan.
The truth shall set us free.
Yep. That is enough C4 to, you know, take out a dam or two. So everybody remember, these guys are the home base for the revolution when the truth comes out, and we know we got to take down that government. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. This has been Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Good night, everyone. Great, great show, great show.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Thanks
you guys
so
are still there?
I'm sorry, I disconnected.
I didn't know you guys were still there. So,
should I just hang up now?
If anybody comes to ask, I was joking about the government stuff. They don't even take kindly to that anymore. So, like, I need you guys. Maybe I'm going to email you and you email me back stating that you knew it was just a joke, because I can't make jokes like that anymore.
Oh, of course.
Fair enough.
It's a joke.
Yeah, we're giggling. So, Ryan, okay. Ryan, I think Leslie broke the phone machine. When she disconnected the call unexpectedly, we got to replace the whole core.
Oh, okay. No.
It's going to be a good $400, Leslie.
Okay. Yeah. I'll email you. We'll get it. You know what? I'm going to be fair. I'll get 3 estimates. I'll email you those, and then you guys can pick which estimate you want to go with. So.
Thanks. All right.
Hold on. We got a line. We got a line. Is that line 4? Line 4? Is that the snap line?
Yeah. There's this man who's been calling me. He's been like calling me nonstop, being like, hey. He's like trying to get me to go get a steak with him. Did you guys give him my phone number?
Yeah, that's Dwight. I apologize. Yeah.
Hung up.